The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today's our topic is our Salah. Importance of Salah and those who don't perform Salah, what will be the consequences? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss about the Salah. Durood-e-Pak, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites Salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal writes the reward of one qirat for him. And one qirat is equal to Mount Uhud. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aayye tilawat-e-Quran-e-Pak se aghaz karte hain inshallah. Aur phir hum chalenge ke namaz ki importance kitni aur hamari jo namaz hai uski kya halat hai aajkal.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب صدق الله العظيم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله
میری الفت مہدی نے سے سیوہی
Today is our topic is blessings of Salah, and remember is a great act of worship and is also one of the important pillar of Islam, and also they take lead the worshipper to Jannah as well. The Salah is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal, so we all have to perform our Salah the way it has been ordered, not the way we are like ourselves کہ ہم کہتے ہیں ہم ایسے نماز پڑھ لیں ایسے نماز پڑھ لیں. جس طرح پڑھنے کا حکم ہے اس طرح پڑھنے کی بات ہو رہی ہے. اس میں کیا کیا فرائض ہیں, دا کنڈیشنز, شرائط کیا ہیں, اس کی انشاءاللہ اس کے حوالے سے بھی آپ کو بتائیں گے. قمر مدنی سے انشاءاللہ آغاز کرتے ہیں. ہمارے ساتھ قمر بھائی ہیں, آصف مدنی ہیں, وسیم بھائی اور ہمارے حفیظ بھائی ہیں. قمر بھائی ویلکم کہتے ہیں دوبارہ آپ کو. ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹاپک صلاح.
جزاک اللہ خیر. دی موسٹ امپورٹنٹ
pillar of faith after testifying, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in terms of importance, we can consider the importance of an action in a number of ways. One, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about that action in the Quran, or what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said about it in the prophetic tradition. And then obviously we look at the benefits of that action, the advantages of fulfilling that deed, and also what will happen if we do not fulfill the deed. So we begin with some verses of the Quran. Mashallah, Asif Bhai is here and he'll elaborate a lot more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, that establish the prayer for my remembrance. So it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified the nature of the prayer or salah or namaz, as we say in Urdu, by saying, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا, that the prayer is a time-bound obligation upon the believers, meaning the prayer is to be prayed in its specified times, unless there is a genuine exception, like when we go to Hajj, but that's a different topic altogether. Another thing, Shasab, is that if something is compulsory, then that in itself is enough importance for us. So the salah is such a compulsory action that the denial of its compulsory nature is disbelief, is kufr. So if someone, whether he is taking it lightly or he is without knowledge, mentioning a comment like this, if in any way someone denies the compulsory nature of salah, some people unfortunately, because they're habitually, they don't pray, it's part of their habit, and when someone tells them to or encourages them to pray, they become very aggressive. But a message for all such people out there: be very careful with your tongue, because what you say may make or break the situation. If someone denies that it's compulsory and says, na'udhu billah, I don't believe it's important or it should be prayed or something like that, then this is disbelief. There are other points which inshallah we'll mention throughout our program today. The fact that we as believers have been created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that He created the humans and jinn to worship Him. And the best form of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best expression of worship, is salah. And this is why it's so important. Inshallah, I'll say more about this as we continue, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Hamare saath Waseem bhai bhi hain. Waseem bhai, importance of salah. آج ہمارا ٹاپک ہے اور بچپن سے سنتے آ رہے ہیں, نماز فرض ہے, نماز دین کا ستون ہے, اور کیا کہتے ہیں, نماز جنت میں لے کر جاتی ہے. لیکن میچورٹی 95% امیر علیہ سنت دامت برکاتہ فرماتے ہیں 95% مسلم دے ڈونٹ پرفارم صلاح. ایون فرام چائلڈہڈ وی لسننگ فرام آل اراؤنڈ آور سوسائٹی کہ نماز فرض ہے, نماز فرض ہے. اس کے بعد بھی جو ہے وہ اس چیز کو اتنی اہمیت نہیں دی جاتی, اگنور کر دیا جاتا ہے, نیگلیجنس ہو جاتی ہے, کچھ ہوتا ہے کہ بس کوئی فوکس نہیں ہوتا ان چیزوں کے اوپر. حالانکہ یہ بہت امپورٹنٹ ہے, اور اس کو نہ پڑھنے کہ ایک نماز کوئی چھوڑ دے تو اس کے لیے کتنی وعیدات ہیں, کتنی سخت سزائیں ہیں. کیا فرماتے ہیں اس بارے
میں؟ Unfortunately, we live in a time where the majority, more than the majority, are unfortunately not reading the salah. And you'll find many people in our society who are missing salah. One of the reasons, like you mentioned, is because of the focus. Now today people are looking for success, that I want to be successful. We have been commanded 5 times a day, the Azan is Muazzin is calling out, they come to success, come to success, come to success. But unfortunately we find a different path. And say yourself, in regards to Salah, there are many aims of a person's life. One of the major aims of a person's life is to get the closeness to Allah, to get the qurb of Allah. And our Islam has told us that if you want to get the closeness to Allah, one of the major ways is to establish the salah. By establishing the salah, you will get the closeness to Allah. And it's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person, he does sajda, he is very close to his Lord at that particular Allah. Time. Now in regards to salah, Sayyidah, if we want to look at the importance of salah, if you look at the lives of the Sahaba were those blessed companions, the other Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they are stars of guidance. You follow one of them and you will be guided. Now in regards to this, for example, because at that time, You know, today if people are traveling from one city to another city, one town to another town, we've got so many easy ways. We've got the signboards, we've got the tom-toms. We are not only told how to get there, but today we are told how long will it take you to get there.
No.
And also, the, if there's any problems on the way. But that time, the science of stars was there. If you wanted to go somewhere, you would follow the stars and you would get to your destination. If you look at that, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, it's mentioned about him that when he was extremely seriously wounded at his final moments of his life, one Sahabi said, "Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, namaz, salah." He goes, "Listen, the person who does not read the salah, the person who misses the salah, he has got no contribution to Islam."
Allah.
So this shows you the importance of salah. If you don't read our salah, in other words, we have no contribution to Islam. So it's very important to read our salah.
جی از ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹو ریڈ آور صلاح. بہت زیادہ امفیسائز کیا گیا ہے اسلام کے اندر نماز, اور نماز میں مطلب آپ یہ دیکھیں کہ ایک ایسی عبادت ہے آپ کھڑے ہو کے نہیں پڑھ سکتے. اوکے, سٹ ڈاؤن, اف یو نو کانٹ سٹ ڈاؤن دین گو لائی ڈاؤن. آپ لیٹ جائیں, ایون کہ آپ اتنے بیمار ہیں کہ لیٹ کر بھی پرابلم ہے تو اشارے سے پڑھنے کا, یعنی کہ اتنا اس کے اوپر غور آپ کریں کہ ہمیں کتنا بتایا گیا کہ کیسی بھی کنڈیشن ہو ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو مس یور صلاح. آج کے دور میں یہ کہتے ہیں کہ آپ غور کریں کتنا ٹائم ہے, وی آل ہیو ٹائم فار ایوری تھنگ, بٹ فار ٹائم فار صلاح 10 منٹس 5 منٹس فار ایچ صلاح, میکسیمم 45 منٹس فار ہول. اگر آپ دیکھیں آل ڈے اگر آپ نماز پانچوں لیتے ہیں, اونلی ٹیک یو اباؤٹ 41 منٹس 45 منٹس. لیکن اس کے مقابلے میں آج ہم باقی چیزوں پہ کتنا ٹائم دیتے ہیں. وی ڈونٹ ہیو ٹائم فار صلاح, وی ڈونٹ ہیو ٹائم ٹو ورشپ اللہ عز و جل, بٹ وی ہیو ٹائم فار 2 hour 4 hour کرکٹ میچ دیکھنے کا, فٹ بال میچ دیکھنے کا, 5 دن کا ٹیسٹ میچ دیکھتے تو اٹھتے نہیں ہیں. اور نماز جو ہے جو اتنی ضروری ہے, آپ کیا جواب کیا دیں گے آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ؟ بزی فار واٹ؟ ورک, پیسہ کمانا, کس چیز کے لیے بزی تھے کہ 10 منٹ نہیں ہے رب کے لیے جو آپ کو رزق دے رہا ہے, جو آپ کو ساری چیزیں دے رہا ہے, جس نے آپ کو دیکھنے کی طاقت دی, بولنے کے لیے زبان دی, اٹھانے کے لیے ہاتھ دیے, اس کے لیے 10 منٹ نہیں عبادت کے لیے تو کیسی زندگی ہے آپ کی؟ ذرا غور تو کریں کس کیسی زندگی ہے جو رب کی عبادت کے لیے 10 منٹ نہیں نکال سکتے ہیں. تو توبہ کریں جنہوں نے نمازیں قضا کی ہیں, نماز نہیں پڑھ رہے, ریپینٹ سنسیئرلی ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ عز و جل, اور نیت کریں کہ آج کے بعد انشاءاللہ میری کوئی نماز قضا نہیں ہوگی. ماشاء اللہ ہمارے ساتھ حفیظ بھائی بھی ہیں, حفیظ بھائی کے مدنی پھول لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
اچھا ٹاپک آج نا, اور بہت ضروری ہے
جی.
لیکن میں ایک عرض کرتا ہوں کہ اس نے جڑا نائن اہمیت
جی,
اے تساں باقی اساں نے جڑے گھراں وچ معاملات ہے انہاں وچ تساں اہمیت تکھو نا, تو آہستہ آہستہ اساں نے بچے اس کی کنے کس چیز نی اہمیت تھی, کس چیز نی اہمیت تھی, او انہاں نے دماغاں وچ او اہمیت جمنی جانی جڑے کہ والدین نے اقوال افعال دی وجہ سو سکھنے پہ انہیں. بڑا موبائل 7-10 سال میں بچے کی پتہ ہے اس کی اہمیت ہے جی, بڑا جی اس ڈگری کرتا تو اس کی اہمیت ہے جی, پھر جی اس کے یونیورسٹی داخلہ ملی جائے اس کی بڑی اہمیت ہے, اس ڈگری کی بڑی اہمیت ہے, کم ملی گیا کم اس جگہ کم ملا بڑی اہمیت ہے, اتنی بڑی گڈی ہوا یار گڈی نہیں اہمیت ہے, یہ گڈی لینی ہے وہ گڈی لینی کیوں؟ یہ آہستہ آہستہ اصل ماحول یہ چیزاں بچے تکھنے پہ جدہ کی اسا اہمیت دینے ہیں
جی.
لیکن اگر اسا اپنے گھراں وچ جس چیز نے واقعی دین وچ اہمیت ہے, میں چھوٹی جی سرکار نہ نا اچھا ہے والدین گوٹھے چمن ادب نال بیٹھ جان, دیکھو کس طرح بچیاں نے اندر آ جاسی ہے
جی.
اہمیت جی یہ تو ثابت کرنی پیسی اسا کی اپنے عمل فعل آنے جو کوئی تساں چاہنے ہو بچے تساں کرن تساں او کرو جی. ہن اے ہاں میں تم دسا کہ قافلہ سن ایک دفعہ گیا ایک مسجد وچ, اور ہفتے بھی صبح اور اتوار بھی صبح, 7-8 سال 9 سال نے بچے لیکن عربی, اور پیچھے فجر کی نماز اچھی پڑھنے سے کیوں؟ انہوں نے والدین بھی اس نے سنا.
کیا واقعات ہیں اور کیا باتیں ہیں نماز کی؟
I want to just follow on from the point about emphasizing the importance of prayer in terms of the Sharia ruling.
Mm-hmm.
So the prayer is compulsory upon every sane adult believer, man or woman. Now when there are only 2 general exemptions that are mentioned in the Sharia for someone who is exempt from the prayer, One is the easy one. We know women in their menstrual cycle, and the other is where someone who it's really 2 points within 1 point. Someone who loses their sanity, or someone who loses consciousness for a period where 6 prayers pass. Then those 6 prayers, he's not obliged to do qada, to make up for. Otherwise, as you mentioned, in any state possible, you pray. Whether you have to pray by gesture, whether you have to pray through minimal movement because you're wounded or because you have a back problem, you must pray. There is no exemption from the prayer itself. And as far as children are concerned, we know from the prophetic traditions and the fuqaha, when a child becomes 7, that's when you start telling the child about the prayer, the excellence of prayer, the importance of prayer. What we do is we don't have this conversation with them because we're worried about their cartoons or keeping them occupied or their play and things like that. As Hafiz Bey was mentioning, our priorities in the house reflect what we show to our children, and our children pick up those priorities. When the child is the age of 10, Shasab, you must tell them to pray. You must emphasize it. You must make them pray. It is wajib to do that.
Allah.
This is the part where people think, oh no, yes, you should emphasize it. The fuqaha say it's wajib. So if you're not emphasizing it to them and you're not making them pray, you're actually sinful for not fulfilling that. So if we were to do that when our children are young, one, we show through our example how important the prayer is. Two, we emphasize to them and we mention the excellence of it. They surely will follow suit and they will pray. If we don't do that, then it'll be very difficult to make them pray when they're older.
Allahu Akbar. Bilkul, bachchon ki bachpan se hi tarbiyat honi chahiye. Aur ek simple se sentence ke andar aap lena chahte hain na, to wo ye no salah, no falah. No salah, no success. Ki aap kamyabi dhoond rahe hain, kamyabi salah ke andar hai, kamyabi namaz ke andar hai, kamyabi rab ko razi karne ke andar hai. 5 time, jaise Waseem bhai ne bataya na ki 5 time azan ho rahi hai, hayya alas salah, hayya alal falah. Aao kamyabi ki taraf, aao namaz ki taraf. कितने आ रहे हैं, मतलब ऐलान हो रहा है ना, आ जाओ भलाई की तरफ, कामयाबी की तरफ. लेकिन उस वक्त हम सोचते कि नहीं नहीं, इस तरफ नहीं जाना, हम कहीं और लगे हुए होते हैं. तो रिमेंबर, नो सलाह नो फला. अल्लाह ताला हम सबको नमाज कायम करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए. हमारे साथ माशाल्लाह आसिफ भाई भी.
जी बिल्कुल शाह जी, माशाल्लाह गल्ला हो रही है नमाज के बारे. किसी चीज की अहमियत जब अल्लाह सुभान व तआला ने एक बार ही सानू कुरान पाक दे विच हुक्म देते तां साडे लई फर्ज होगी. لیکن 700 تو زیادہ بار اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے حکم دیتا, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا استعینوا بالصبر والصلاۃ واقیموا الصلاۃ واتوا الزکاۃ وارکعوا مع الراکعین. اقیموا الصلاۃ لذکری, اقیموا الصلاۃ لدلوک الشمس الى غسق اللیل وقرآن الفجر, حافظوا علی الصلوات والصلاۃ الوسطی وقوموا للہ قانتین. بہت ساری آیت مبارکہ اور صحابہ کا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے یہ حدیث مبارکہ کہ الصلاۃ عماد الدین فمن ترکہا فقد ترک الدین, جس نے نماز نو چھڈیا گویا کوئی نے دین اٹھا دیتا, دین نو گرا دیتا. اٹا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ایک اور حدیث مبارکہ کہ اول ما یحاسب به العبد یوم القیامۃ الصلاۃ. عبادات دے وچوں جڑا سب تو پہلے سوال کیتا جائے گا انسان کو نماز دے بارے کیتا جائے گا. نماز پیارے آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دی اکھاں دی ٹھنڈک ہے. لیکن شاہ جی, انی اہمیت دے باوجود مسلمان اج کل اس دے بارے توجہ ہی نہیں دیندے. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے قرآن پاک دے وچ منافقین دی ایک نشانی بیان کیتی کہ وایذا قاموا الی الصلاۃ قاموا کسالا, جدو نماز لیے کھڑے ہوندے ہیں نا, بڑی سستی کردے ہیں, توجہ نہیں کردے اودی طرف. آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے حضرت انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ تو مروی حدیث, آقا کریم نے فرمایا الا اخبرکم بصلاۃ المنافق, میں تھانوں منافق دی نماز نہ دساں کتنا نماز پڑھتا. آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا یدع الاسرا, نماز اسنوں لیٹ کر دیندا, حتی اذا کانت بینا کرنی شیطان, جدوں سورج ڈوبن دے قریب جاندا نا قام جلدی جلدی کھڑا ہوندا, فانا کارا کانا کری دیک جتا مرغا چونجا نہیں ماردا دانے چونگاں لئی, جلدی جلدی کر کے پڑھدا. ولا یذکر اللہ الا قلیل, لیکن او دے وچ اللہ سبحان و تعالی دا ذکر بھی نہیں کردا جتا کرن دا حق, تھوڑی تلاوت کیتی قرات کیتی جلدی جلدی کر کے فارغ ہو گئے. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے ایک بار ہی سانو حکم دیتے تھے کافی سی, لیکن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے بار بار سانو تاکید کی. آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے احادیث مبارکہ دے وچ دی سانو تعلیم دی.
جو واقعی عاشق نماز ہیں, आशिक रसूल हैं, वो वाकई उनके दिल में ये पेन है और वाकई ये हकीकत पेन है कि एक चांद देखकर मुसलमान मस्जिद में आना शुरू करता, दूसरा चांद देखकर गायब हो जाता है। हालांकि नमाज तो सारी जिंदगी जब से वो बालिग हुआ है पांचों फर्ज है, लेकिन वो सिर्फ रमजान का नमाज ही बनता है, उसके बाद फिर नजर नहीं आता है।
When you look at the foundation, it's because there's a lack of knowledge. And one of the reasons why we're having this session is to explain to people that this is compulsory and it's a lifelong compulsory action which we must fulfill. Some people have different natures. Some people, they are encouraged or they adopt an action when you tell them the benefits of the action. Some people, you have to give the warnings. You say, well, if you don't do this, then this is what you're going to face in the hereafter. But depending on the nature of the person and the mood of the person, we try to explain to our brothers and sisters in Islam that the prayer is not just fard in Ramadan, it's fard for the entire life.
Same.
And this is why we must maintain it. The test is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the quality of the believers in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And those who believe, they love Allah with a great intense love.
Same.
And the salah is an expression of that. You see, when someone prays, what is he doing, Shazab? He's involved in an activity of his own, whether he's reading, whether he's talking to someone, he looks at the time, it's time for salah. He leaves that activity. He leaves his children, he leaves his business, he leaves something which may be dear to him. Why? Because he wants to fulfill a compulsory action which Allah has prescribed for him. So this is him leaving every other thing of the world for the worship of Allah is an expression of his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty of this is that we must understand this in this context, that we are repeatedly thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we want, Allah is granting us countless blessings. Every moment we are surrounded by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at Hajj, we look at fasting of Ramadan, it's going to happen once a year. Hajj will happen once a year. Other great actions like this once a year.
Allah.
But the prayer is a regular,
every
time bound,
Allah.
Five times a day, you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that you have been given. And the Prophet ﷺ said, As-salat nur, that the prayer is light, such a light that on the day of judgment, this light will glow and will help people to cross the Sirat bridge, as Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi alayhi rahmah writes in his commentary. We must understand that if we do not offer salah five times a day, we are deprived of all these blessings.
Yeah.
The fact that the Prophet ﷺ said that salah is the key of paradise and wudu is the key of salah. So a question the brother asked was about how do we correct our prayer, and mashallah, I think you'll elaborate on this. We correct our prayer by going to those or sitting with those who pray correctly.
Mashallah.
In Dawat Islami, we have online, we have so many websites, we have Madani channels, so the opportunities are there. Are we willing to learn? That is the question we must ask ourselves, inshallah.
Mashallah. Mashallah. We have Salah courses, Dawat Islami offering free Salah courses in UK, all around the world as well, South Africa, in Canada, America, Pakistan, any part of the world. Dawat Islami ke link ke zariye, online facilities ke zariye, free mein salah course karaya gaya. We travel in Madini Kafle, we stay in Masajid, and then we learn about the wuzu, farz, and these wajibat, and all these things about the namaz. Iske zariye bhi hum apni namaz seekhte hain. Iske alawa hamari ek app bhi maujood hai, aap us app ko bhi download kare, wo bhi aapko sikha rahi hai. Phir hamari book hai bahut pyari, फैजान नमाज, फिर लॉज ऑफ सलाह, यानी बहुत कुछ है. आप आए, आप सीखने वाले हों तो आपके लिए रास्ते बहुत हैं. तो हमारे पास तो बहुत सारे तरीके हैं. आप मदनी चैनल के जरिए भी, आप हमारे सोशल मीडिया के जरिए भी, आप हमारी वेबसाइट पे जाके भी डाउनलोड कर सकते हैं, और आप अगर वन टू वन लेना चाहते हैं तो ऑनलाइन के जरिए भी जो है हमारे ये नमाज सिखाने के लिए जो है हमारा एहतमाम है. वसीम भाई मजीद इंशाल्लाह मदनी
Where did you learn your salah from? He says that I watched my dad read salah, I copied him. I watched my older brother read salah, I copied him. But no one will ever say that, what do you call it, if someone wants to learn how to drive, or someone wants to drive, no one will say that I watched my dad how to drive and I'm going to start driving now. They go through the whole process to learn, but when it comes to salah, we don't learn about salah. And the importance of about learning salah, now for example, you're going to spend 20 minutes reading your salah. If you're not doing your farz or you're not doing your wajibat, in other words, you're not reading your salah properly. It's a beautiful narration The Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman, radiallahu anhu, he once seen a person reading his salah, but he was reading incorrectly. He said to him, how long have you been reading your namaz like this? He goes, 40 years I've been reading my namaz like this. He goes, if you continue to read your namaz like this, you would have not died as a follower of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This shows us that for our actions, for our compulsory actions, we must learn the masail, we must learn the rulings, so we can obey them properly, inshallah.
Ji, aap thoda gaur kare, ek achhe doctor banne ke liye aapne house job bhi ki, kisi achhe senior doctor ke saath rahe, achhe politician banne ke liye aapne kisi politician ke saath sohbat ikhtiyar ki, achhe wakeel banne ke liye, judge banne ke liye aapne kisi experience wale achhe judge ki jo hai wo sohbat maatehe hai, jisko assistants kehte hain aap, wo ikhtiyar ki. Main ek sawal ka, ek achha musalman banne ke liye, ek achha namazi banne ke liye, ek achha qari quran banne ke liye aapne kiski sohbat ikhtiyar ki hai? ये बात बहुत सोचने की और समझने की. हमें अच्छी सोबत चाहिए दुनिया के किसी भी चीज फील्ड में हम जाने के लिए किसी के जो है वो असिस्टेंट बनने को तैयार हो जाते हैं, लेकिन जन्नत में जाने के लिए, कामयाबी के लिए, रब को राजी करने के लिए हमने कितने अच्छों की सोबत इख्तियार की है. तो मैं आपसे यही अर्ज करूंगा, बिल्कुल ज्वाइन रहें दावत इस्लामी के साथ, मदनी चैनल देखते रहें, हमारे इज्तिमात में आए, मदनी काफिलों में सफर करें, ऑनलाइन के जरिए डू सम कोर्सेज थ्रू ऑनलाइन. बहुत 30 कोर्सेज है हमारे पास ऑनलाइन के जरिए. मजीद इंशाल्लाह हमारे हफीज भाई भी आपको मदनीपुर देंगे.
सर इस पर मेहरबानी फरमाने रहने हो, तोहफे तहफ देने रहने हो, दूसरा तीसरा. इस तरह अगर कोई बंदा उसे, मैं एक जनरल मिसाल दिया, उसने कार पर मेहरबानी कर रहा है, उसने चलो बच्चे की बीमार था, उस बड़ी उसने मदद की थी, उसली बच्चे ने दाखला निशा होना, उस दाखला करवाई दिता, कम निशा मिलना पे कम मिली उसकी लोड़ी दिता या कम दुआया, सारा कुछ मेहरबानियां की जी. एक दड़े उची आना उसने कार या कोई काम पे जाना, यार माड़ा काम करी दियो ना, तो वो घर आने क्या करना चाहिए ना?
बिल्कुल करना चाहिए.
इतने ही अगर असा तखिया है, एक बिल्कुल मिसाल फिट तो बहन ही नहीं ना, लेकिन फिर भी अल्लाह ताला कह कह नेमत दीतियां.
अल्लाह ताला हमें जहन्नम की आग से बचाए. कंजुल उमान के अंदर है कि जो तन्हाई में दो रकत, सिर्फ दो रकत की फजीलत, जस्ट फॉर टू रकत, तो दो रकत नफिल अदा करता है, अल्लाह ताला उससे जहन्नम की आग से नजात लिख देता है उसके लिए. आप गौर करें, सिर्फ दो रकत की फजीलत है. जो सारी जिंदगी नमाज पढ़ रहा हो, उसके लिए कयामत में जो सबसे बड़ा तोहफा होगा वो क्या है कि रब का दीदार कराया जाए. सबसे बड़ा तोहफा और क्या है कि जो नमाजी होगा, सबसे बढ़कर जो उसको गिफ्ट मिलेगा वो क्या होगा? रब का दीदार होगा. इससे बढ़ के और क्या है? तो नमाज की आदत बनाए और पंचुअल नमाज पढ़े. क्या फरमाते हैं हमारे आसिफ भाई?
बिल्कुल शाह जी, जब इंसान के दिल च, इंसान के जहन च किसी चीज की अहमियत होंगी है ना, जो तो किसी चीज की इंपोर्टेंस होंगी, करन दी, उदी हिफाजत करन दा भी इहतमाम करता. जिन्ने चिर साडे दिल दे विच नमाज की अहमियत नहीं होगी, असीं इस ते कामयाब नहीं होवांगे. सानू अज तरह तरह दी मुसीबतां आउंदियां, परेशानियां आउंदियां. आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम ने हदीस मुबारक है कि नमाज दुआओं की कबूलियत का भी सबब. आका करीम ने फरमाया, हल अदुल्लुकुम अला मा यमहुल्लाहु बिहिल खताया. मैं ऐसी चीज ना दसा जी वजह तो अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला थोड़े गुनाह भी मिटाएगा. वही अरफाउ बिहि दरजात, अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला थोड़े दरजात भी बुलंद फरमाएगा. आका ने फरमाया अपनी नमाज की हिफाजत करो. जब तक सानू पता ही नहीं होगा शाह जी कि नमाज पढ़नी किदां, नमाज की शरायतां किनियां वा, नमाज के फराइज के नया करीम की हदीस है कि अस्सजदा तो अला सबाती अजुमिन, सजदा सत हड्डियों से किया जाता. सानू पता ही नहीं सत हड्डियां केड़ियां, तो असं नमाज किदा पढ़ांगे? आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम की हदीस मुबारक अरबाइन शरीफ दे विच मेंशन की कि आका करीम को पूछा गया, या रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, मल इहसान, इहसान की चीज़ है? आका करीम ने फरमाया, अन तअबुदल्लाह कअन्नका तरा, अल्लाह दी इस तरह इबादत करना गोया कि अल्लाह नू देख रहे हो. फइल्लम तकुन तरा फइन्नहु यराक, अगर ये नहीं कर सकते, इन्ना इमेजिन इन्ना तो होना चाहिए कि अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला सानू देख रहा. असीं किहदी बारगाह च खड़ा होना जा रहे हैं, उहदे आदाब किया, शरायत किया, सानू पता होएगा, तो फिर ही जब नमाज कबूल होएगी साढ़े सारे मामलात इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ल दुरुस्त हो जाएंगे. तो सानू तवज्जो करनी चाहिए कि अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने फरमाया कि इन्ना सलात तनहा अनिल फहशाई वल मुनकर, नमाज बेहियाई बुरी बुरी गल्लां तो रोक दी है. तो सानू लोग इतराज करते हैं, मैनू इन्ना अरसा हो गया मैं नमाज पढ़दा वा, मेरी दुआ कबूल नहीं होंगी, मैं गुनाहों तो बच नहीं पाता, मेरे को तो गौर करना चाहिए नमाज पढ़ दे तो सही पढ़ दे या नहीं.
क्या बात है, क्या बात है, बिल्कुल सीखनी चाहिए. सीख कर चीज करने की एक अलग ये अहमियत और बरकत होती है. कमर भाई हमारे साथ हैं. जी कमर भाई.
शाह साहब, आई थिंक अ कपल ऑफ थिंग्स इन टर्म्स ऑफ द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ एन एक्शन, हाउ बेनिफिशियल इज इट टू अस इन आवर डेली लाइफ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and seek help from patience and prayer. Now, how do we seek help from the prayer? This is a question that may come to mind. The example that we have is the example of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And if I remember rightly, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he was told that his son passed away.
Allah, Allah.
And he began to pray. He prayed for such a long time that they actually went and buried his son. And the people came back. And then they questioned him about this because he's a man of knowledge, he's a scholarly man. Why did he pray for such a long time? As Ibn Abbas, he said that that son of mine was very dear to me. I couldn't bear separation from him. He was very dear to me.
Allah.
So when obviously I was given news of his death, this was very difficult for me to bear. But I knew that when I start praying, my focus in my prayer, and the prayer will allow me to forget that pain, and I can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be relieved of that pain. So the prayer itself helped him to not feel the pain of his son's death. So a couple of things here. Some people say that, oh, that's the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We can't do that, you know, we wouldn't be able to pray. We'd stand up and our tears would be flowing and we probably wouldn't even get to ruku. That's a valid point. The point here is this, that the level of adherence to the Quran and Sunnah is such that when the Sahaba, they complied with the laws of the Quran, or they took benefit from the verses of the Quran, or from the instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they showed through their behavior how you can maximize benefit. So if someone really is in distress, he should stand up and start praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how the feeling in his heart is, he attains some relief. The other thing I'd like to mention here also is that some people have this attitude that they go to so-called people for help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran here that you seek help from patience and prayer. Mm-hmm. So some people go to someone who claims to be a spiritual guide. And when it's time to pray, he doesn't pray. He's just sitting there. And they ask him a question, why don't you pray? Oh, no, I pray in my heart. You know, I pray in my heart. I pray in Makkah, in Medina, in my thoughts or whatever. And the reason some people think it's a bit silly to say, but unfortunately there are people who may come out with statements like this. The prayer is a physical action. It is performed by you physically performing it. Someone who does not pray cannot be a spiritual guide. And the importance of prayer is this, that if you don't pray, then you are not even eligible to guide others. So we must be, we must keep this in mind also.
Ji, bahut important inhone baat ki Kamar bhai ne. Ab bahut saare aise nazar aa rahe hote hain aur log unke paas ja bhi rahe hote hain. Aap khud gaur kare jo Rab ka na farman hai, wo kya aapko kya dega? Kisi bhi haram cheez mein shifa nahi hai. Kisi bhi haram cheez mein Rab ne shifa nahi rakhi hai. To isliye achhon ke dar pe jana chahiye, jo namazi hon, parhezgar hon, taqwa, parhezgari ke saath ho, to inshallah phir uski barkatein aapko milengi.
So sir, if you look towards motivation, then one blessed personality, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is motivation for us. And unfortunately what happens today is that we follow many types of people, you know, the cricketers, the footballers, this celebrity, that celebrity, and we follow them. Now we actually follow their lives as well, that what do they like. What was the favorite thing of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's mentioned that Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullah alayhi writes that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much interest he had in salah, he did not have any much more interest in anything else, subhanallah. And one beautiful waqia which I read, and it's beautiful, that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was traveling with the Sahaba. Now in the evening, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did miswat and he started to pray in namaz. Now how is our namaz? Like our Asim Madani a few moments ago, he mentioned about what's the state of our namaz. How is the namaz of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's mentioned he started his namaz, 4 rakat namaz. In the first rakat of his namaz, he read the whole of Surah Baqarah. Allah. You know, for us, for today, you know, the short surahs, 30 surahs, the last 10 surahs, that's what we read, which is good. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the first rakat of his namaz, the whole of Surah Baqarah. And he didn't end there. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes into ruku. How is our ruku? soon as we get into ruku, we come back up like that.
Allah, Allah.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in ruku for how long? The duration that it takes you to read Surah Baqarah, then he came back up, then he went into sujood. How is our sajda? We put our head on the floor, we come straight back up. As long as it takes you to read Surah Baqarah, that's how long the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in sajda. That was the first rakat of the namaz of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then second rakat, Surah Ali Imran. Then third rakat, Surah Nisa. Then fourth rakat, Surah Maida, meaning the four longest surahs of the Holy Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read in 1-4 rakat namaz. Then think of, if you look at this deeply, why is Surah Ali Imran? Why is Surah Baqarah? Surah Baqarah is 286 ayahs of the Holy Quran. Surah Ali Imran, 200 ayahs of the Holy Quran. Surah Nisa, approximately 176 ayahs of the Holy Quran. And Surah Maida, 120 ayahs of the Quran. This shows you the love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for namaz. Today we say that we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but why is our namaz? As soon as we start namaz, our thoughts are on the world, the cricket match, the football match, we finish our namaz like that. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to lengthen his salah because he used to enjoy reading his salah.
MashaAllah. So namaz ka topic to aisa hai ke waqi namaz ki agar hum अजामात पे बात करें तो पूरा टॉपिक चाहिए, फजाइल पे चाहिए तो पूरा, फिर जमात के पढ़ने के उसके अलग फजाइल हैं, और फिर हम मतलब इसको बहुत सारे हम मतलब जुम्मे की नमाज ले लें तो उसकी अलग फजीलत, पूरा टॉपिक चाहिए, नमाज जनाजा को ले लें तो उसके लिए पूरा एक टॉपिक है। असल में मकसद ये है कि नमाज की पाबंदी करें, आज के बाद ना कोई नमाज कजा ना हो, कुछ हमारे बहाने वाने कोई बहाने ना करें, बस नमाज पढ़नी है, पढ़नी है और नमाज पढ़नी है, बीमार हो कैसी भी हालत हो, अरे इशारे से पढ़ने का इजाजत दी गई है ना, तो नमाज पढ़ें जरूर। प्लीज,
इट इज मेंशनड इन किताबुल कबायर दैट इन हेल there is a place, a valley by the name of Wail. And it is so intense that if any mountain from this world were to be placed in that valley, that it would melt. That's how intense it is. And the people will be punished. There will be people who will be lacking in their prayer or will be delaying their prayer in some way. In the hadith in Bukhari, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that whosoever made his prayer, abandoned his prayer, it is as if his wealth and his family have departed from him. Amen. So basically the prayer itself should be prayed, and it should be prayed with khushu' as well. It should be prayed with humility, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified this in the Quran. The believers who are successful are the believers who in their prayers they feel this inner humility in their hearts. And the final thing that I would like to mention, Shahzad, because you mentioned this, that we could have spoken about Jum'ah, we could have spoken about praying in congregation, we could have spoken about so many aspects of the prayer. One concept which is in the mind of people, for example, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that whosoever prays two rakat sincerely with concentration, then heaven becomes wajib for him. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable him to do such actions that he will enter paradise. Not that it's necessary upon Allah. Nothing is necessary upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an expression of His mercy. The point that I would like to make is, in all these points of excellence, some people think, oh, I pray Jum'ah, from one Jum'ah to next Jum'ah, my sins are forgiven. Or I pray one prayer and then that one prayer, Asr prayer, then because it's Salatul Wusta, that means I'm fine and it will forgive my sins. Wherever forgiveness of sins is mentioned, it refers to minor sins. And people ask, minor sins, major sins, what's the difference? The reason why ulama do not give many examples is because if the scholars start telling you what minor sins are, people will start performing those minor sins and they become major.
Okay.
For one example to make people understand is, for example, if someone misses praying in congregation and it's wajib upon him, and he missed that, that is a minor sin. But if he did it repeatedly, it becomes a major sin. So these sins that we talk about, that so many sins are forgiven, these refer to the minor sins that are committed. And many of them are committed without us knowing sometimes. So it does not mean by in any way that you do one thing or you partially fulfill an obligation and that you're exempt from everything else. Wow. It doesn't mean that.
Akhir roze qiyamah jab jannati log jahannamiyon se puchenge tumhe kis cheez ne jahannam mein dala, to jahannami log jawab denge ki hum namaz nahi padte the, please ye ایکسکیوز ختم کر دیں, میرے کپڑے ناپاک ہیں یار, میرا موڈ نہیں ہے, ابھی تم چلو میں آتا ہوں جمعے سے نماز پڑھوں گا, آپ کوشش کرو دعا کرو میرے لیے کہ میں نمازی بن جاؤں, مجھے ٹائم نہیں ملتا, آپ چلے میں آتا ہوں, اگر میں نماز پڑھنے چلا گیا تو میری دکان کون چلائے گا, میرا بزنس کون کرے گا. لیو آل دیز ایکسکیوزز, کم ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ, پھر دیکھیں اللہ تعالیٰ کس طرح آپ کے رزق کی جو ہے نا برکتیں عطا کرتا ہے, گھر میں برکتیں عطا کرتا ہے. تو آج کے بعد ان شاء اللہ ہماری کوئی نماز قضا نہیں ہوگی. مدنی چینل دیکھتے رہیے.
The blessing from رب العالمین, the blessing from رب العالمین.